I remember when I used to hate opera, when the sound of the operatic voice sounded nauseating, embarrassing. Yeah, it was really unpleasant. And I remember that. And that's why it's so good to remember it. Because right now, it, you know, fast forward through my life, and by some means or other, I've gone on a journey which ends up thinking that, you know, the music of the operatic voice is wonderful. Now, I'm going to play you a piece of music, and then I'll say something about it. I heard this music live on stage. Janet Baker, Dame Janet Baker now, was singing it, and it was at Glyndebourne in England, in the south coast of England, in Sussex, a country house which has a theatre attached to it, and where you have a picnic in the interval. And the stage was completely stark. There was no adornment. There was almost nothing except light and space that I remember. A bit of dark, and I forget what the ground on the stage was. And there was just the unadorned voice, really. There was the music, Gluck's music, to accompany the singing. And, you know, it got through to me. And that, for me, is what experience of opera became. It became a storybook which, you know, began with a particular show in Dublin in 1975, Samson and Delilah, in case you're interested, in which, you know, the sex turned me on to opera. And then each subsequent journey to an opera theatre, or to a theatre where opera was performed, was another chapter in the book. And but anyway, here's a little bit more Gluck, sung by Callas. For me, that's as powerful as any anthem, any rock anthem. It really is. It's really every bit as powerful as that. I'm going to play you something, if I can find it properly here now, which is more popular. This comes very early on in the opera. She's a contessa, the woman singing is a contess. And she's very sad. Her life could be a lot better. You can sort of tell in the music, can't you? Helps to know that she's very insecure, and that even though that she's a countess, her husband is a philanderer, and she doesn't trust him one inch. Okay, that's a part of the opening of The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. And, you know, I suppose I could tell you that Mozart was my favorite composer, but he isn't. But there's so much wonderful stuff that Mozart composed that I would happily spend the rest of my life listening to it. Particularly if it was the operas. Figaro is fantastic. Possibly my favorite of all is Così fan tutte. It's just such fun. And, you know, I suppose Così fan tutte, very hard to translate, but it is, I think it means women are like that. And it's a great piece of deception. And I won't tell you the story because you get a much better explanation of the story on Wikipedia or something like that. But that was Callas in a later song, when her voice got, I think, softer around the edges. I I like raw in lots of ways, and I like my opera singers raw too.